Gold Central Victoria, Powderfinger, my happiness on the home stretch. Thanks to Solar One Electrical and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Well, I tell you what, happiness is about $10,000, I reckon, when you catch a fish. And let's talk some fishing with Shane Stevens. How you doing, mate?
Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. As I mentioned there in the opener, someone has walked away with $10,000, all part of the Golden Tag competition at Tullaroop Reservoir. Was it you?
No, unfortunately, Daniel. Oh. Look, I've been over to Tullaroop a few times, but I was not the lucky angler that did snag the $10,000.
Was it Jeff Kramer?
No, it wasn't Jeff either. No, it's no one will actually know, but through a contact of mine, I actually have a contact with this guy. A guy by the name of Nick Jenkins, that he's from Melbourne, he lives in Eltham, and works on the construction site. And last week they were put off the site because of weather or something anyway.
Yeah.
So he decided that he might head up to Tullaroop fishing, and what a great decision that turned out to be. So Nick caught a lovely yellow belly of 48 centimetres, which was released into Tullaroop by Victorian Fisheries Authority.
Yep.
And it was had one of these golden tags. So it did state in the media release that Nick, soon as he seen the tag, he rang Fisheries, and it could have been either a 2,000 or a 10,000. It just turned out to be a 10,000. So what a payday for Nick, and very, very good publicity for VFA. And as we've publicised for well over 12 months, Daniel, about the Golden Tag competition.
I wonder if then he has to give a little bit to the boss, because the boss would have said, hey, you can have the day off, because, as you say, inclement weather. So I wonder if the boss would have said, hang on a second, I gave you the day off, so...
Yeah,
maybe.
I reckon the old boss could put the hand out there, but I don't know how he'd go. But anyway, look, it's a fantastic result. And look, there is a lot of fish still out there throughout the waterways of Victoria, so some in the central Victorian region, a lot in the northeast of area of Victoria, as we've discussed previously in regards to getting people back to those areas from bushfires to... and then obviously COVID. So there's a lot of fish out there. I reckon there's still nearly 1,000 fish that are worth between $2,000 and $10,000. So any anglers that do are lucky enough to catch one of those fish with one of those little yellow tags hanging out of them, well done and congratulations.
Yeah.
I'll certainly be trying, because I know that there's one in Lake Fines, which is one of my favourite waters to fish. So we've got until the 31st of December this year to snag one of these fish. And you never know, if you're out on the water, you could catch one.
What is the old cliche? You've got to be in it to win it, for sure. So, all right. Hey, Shane, some illegal activities have happened up on the northwest of the state. This came out probably a couple of days ago now. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so there was a joint... action between both New South Wales Fisheries and Victorian Fisheries in regards to some potential legal activities, and so Fisheries got together and did a bit of a sting, I suppose you could say, and there was actually 11 individuals interviewed, and it was in relation to catching and selling golden perch or yellow belly from the Murray River and the Loch 11 region. So there's lots of things going on behind the scenes to make sure that illegal activities don't happen, and if they are, please report them. And look, they're taking fish away from the honest angler, which is disappointing, because, look, let's face it, fisheries do release a lot of fish into our waterways all over our state and also in New South Wales, and those fish come from your angling license, so the money that you pay for your fishing license every year. So if you see any of that sort of illegal activities, make sure that you contact fisheries. So in Victoria, it's 13 fish for 13 34 74, and give them a call and report what you see, because they're taking your sport away from yourself.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself, to be honest, Shane. Now, funding announcements. I know the Victorian budget was handed out today, and I know you haven't had a chance to look through it to see if there's anything for anglers, but there has been some funding announcements from a federal level.
Yes, Daniel. So I get a lot of more information, as does Jeff Cramer from the Victorian Fisheries Authority website, which is vfa.vic.gov.au. And anyone can go on the website and have a look at the media releases and what's going on, what's new and all those sorts of things. And part of that today, there was a booster which was released on the 17th of May. So only a couple of days ago, a boost for recreation, fishing, camping and boating facilities throughout Victoria. So it says that the Australian government $20 million recreational fishing and camping facilities program. So this will then enhance, there's 8 projects throughout Victoria and to improve facilities at boat ramps, jetties and also camping sites. Now, we are lucky enough in our region that it fits into Tullaroop Reservoir, where we've been informed that funding has been granted for a boat ramp, a new boat ramp, currently at Tullaroop Reservoir. There's 2 boat ramps, and they've both just got blue metal on. These will actually be a proper concrete boat ramp. So what a win for anglers, and a win for the anglers around central Victoria. And how topical it can be that we've just had the golden tag fish caught from Tullaroop, and they're also going to get a new boat ramp as well. So, but other areas that have had funding approved for boat ramps and as such as Lakes Entrance, Warrnambool, Warranga, Yarrawonga. So they're just a couple others that probably some of our anglers from central Victorian region may actually go and fish those waterways.
Now, we've got a couple of minutes left, Shane, before I have to let you go. So where are we going to catch a fish, mate?
Well, look, we've mentioned Tullaroop.
That gets mentioned one more time. No, I'm only kidding.
From the get-go. Well, it is actually one of the places that the fish are actually biting. Not so much the yellow belly, but it has been the area that a lot of trout guys, anglers that fish for trout have been sort of targeting. So there's been plenty of rainbow and brown trout being caught. Lots of reports on Facebook. And most of the fish have been caught on lures, flies and also bait. Now, all from the bank and also the boat. So that's a good place to head this weekend. Hepburn Lagoon and Newland Reservoir around Ballarat, they've been producing some nice rainbow and brown trout. And certainly I've seen lots of reports of Murray cod still being caught up on the river on baits and lures. And certainly there's some very, very special footage on Facebook of some of the surface lure action where lots of these big Murray cod go and grab their lures off the surface. And pretty special to watch. So I wouldn't mind getting up there and having a crack at the cod while they're certainly feeding off the surface. So, but there's plenty of opportunities for anglers over this weekend to head out to many of our waterways and catch a fish. But congratulations to Nick Jenkins from down at Eltham with that $10,000 fish, Daniel.
Yeah, I wonder what he's going to buy with it. I guess we'll find out in due course. Hey, Shane, really do appreciate your time this evening, and let's do it all again soon.
Cheers, Daniel. We'll catch you soon.